Ephesians chapter 6, hyperliteral translation. The children, obey the parents of you in the Lord, for this is right. Honor the father of you and the mother, which is commandment first in promise, in order that well with you it may be, and you will be a long time on the earth. And the fathers, not make angry the children of you, but nurture them in training and admonition of the Lord. The slaves, obey thee according to flesh masters, with fear and trembling, in singleness of the heart of you, as to Christ. Not by way of eye service, as men pleasers, but as slaves of Christ, making the will of the God out of the soul, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that each, if what, making good, this he will receive from the Lord, whether a slave or a free man. And the masters the same things do to them, forbearing the threatening, knowing that also their and your the Lord is in the heavens, and respect of persons not is with him. For the rest, be continually empowered in the Lord and in the might of the strength of him. Put on the full instrumentation of the God for the to be able you to stand against the methods or schemes of the devil, because not is to us the wrestling with blood and flesh, but with the rulers, with the authorities, with the world powers of the darkness, this, with the spiritual forces of the evil in the heavenlies. Because of this, or by means of this, take up the full instrumentation of the God, in order that you may be able to withstand in the day the evil, and, having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded the waist of you in truth, and having put on the breastplate of the righteousness, and having put shoes on the feet, in firm footing of the good news of the peace, in all things having taken up the shield of the faith, in which you will be able all the darts of the evil, the flaming, to quench, and the helmet of the salvation take, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, by means of all prayer and petition, praying in every time in spirit, and into this keeping watch in all perseverance and petition concerning all of the separated ones, and on behalf of me, in order that to me may be given a word in opening of the mouth of me in boldness, to make known the mystery of the good news, on behalf of which I am an ambassador in chains, in order that in it I may be bold, as it is necessary for me to speak. Now that may know also you, the, according to or about me, what I am doing, all things will make known to you, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, whom I sent to you into this very thing, this, in order that you may know the concerning us, and he may encourage the hearts of you. Peace to the brothers, and love with faith from God the Father and Lord Jesus Christ. The grace with all the ones loving the Lord of us, Jesus Christ, in an incorruptible way.